So when you hear that go off, please help us and stick by the 3-minute rule. Okay. Next, I'm going to give a statement. Why is Morrill County developing a new ambulance service area plan? Morrill County is developing a revised ambulance service area plan for one reason and one reason only. We are required by Oregon law and administrative rules to do so. Unfortunately, over the years, Morrill County has not been carrying out its legal duties and responsibilities. And as a result, we are out of compliance on our current ASA. We are operating under a 1998 plan that has never been reviewed and updated as required every 5 years. An attempt was made in 2021 that did not follow the required legal process, but was never completed nor approved and adopted by the county. We are working with the Oregon Health Authority to complete this process as soon as possible. The process to update the plan has been started, and we are committed to conducting this procedure according to law in a fair and impartial manner. Okay, now I'm going to read the opening statement for the hearing. I call this public hearing on May 10, 2023, to order at 3 p.m. My name is David Sykes, Chair of Morrill County Board of Commissioners. I will be presiding over the public hearing. The purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding the development of the new ambulance service area plan for Morrill County. Pursuant to ORS 682-062, this public hearing is required to occur before the Board of Commissioners can consider developing and adopting a new ambulance service area plan. Anyone with an interest in today's agenda may offer relevant oral or written testimony. To offer oral testimony, you must first sign in at the main entrance of this room. When you are called to speak, please speak clearly and tell the Board of Commissioners your name, the city in which you live, and who you represent, if that's applicable. If you have exhibits for our consideration, such as a copy of your testimony, photographs, petitions, or other documents or evidence, please leave those in the container marked for that purpose at the entry. All testimony must be relevant to the public hearing at hand. If your testimony is irrelevant or repetitious, I may interrupt and ask you to continue with relevant comments pertaining to the ASA plan. Demonstrations from the audience are prohibited, and audience comments will not be part of the record. I will now call for abstentions or conflict of interest. Any conflicts of interest should be mentioned in a statement made that either A, a commissioner declares a conflict of interest, and the commissioner may participate in the hearing, or B, the commissioner refrains participating in the hearing.
So, Chair Sykes, I will, for the record, state that I'm on the Board of Trustees for Good Shepherd Hospital. Even though this action will not in any way affect Good Shepherd Hospital, and will not affect myself or Good Shepherd in any way financially, I will declare a potential conflict of interest and will participate in this hearing.
Okay, we'll now begin taking public comment. First name up is Richard Rockwell.
I'm going to make this short and sweet. I got to go back to work. So, my name is Richard Rockwell. I represent myself and my family. I live in the city of Boardman. To Morrill County Commissioners and citizens of Boardman, writing this letter in support of additional ambulance service to potentially be provided by Boardman Rural Fire District for the city of Boardman. My comments are my own and represent only myself. As a longtime resident of Boardman for over 40 years, as well as my family as residents of Morrill County for nearly 70, I think it's high time this dumb coach, I was addressed by former county commissioners, certain county locals running for currently court commission, and various locals, speak his mind on the topic at hand. I have been an active member of our city for most of my life, as well as all of my family members on various boards, community projects, 4-H, as well as volunteering for local entities. We have never been fly-by-night community members. Boardman is and will continue to be growing as a city due to our location, our industry, and access to the River Freeway. This will never change, regardless of local efforts to stop that. Boardman has roughly tripled the population of the south end of the county and more than doubled the population of neighboring Bearden. In this case, it is far better to be proactive than reactive when it comes to proper health care. Neighboring counties and many other cities throughout Oregon have local fire departments that offer ambulance service, which makes sense considering firefighters are typically cross-trained as EMTs that can provide life-saving needs when accidents or emergencies occur. We have seen many times now in Boardman when additional ambulances were needed that had to come from neighboring Gillum County, some 30 minutes away, when Boardman Rural Fire District could have provided our needs. But due to the lack of foresight from certain Morrill County Health District board members and previous county commissioners, Boardman Rural Fire District service was blocked. My understanding is that this has already cost someone their life. How many more lives will potentially be lost due to the archaic ASA model that only benefits a few towns, with Boardman receiving the least amount of service for providing the bulk of the tax dollars? Then factor in Morrill County Health District's consistent message of hate and discontent from Emily Roberts and John Murray towards Boardman and its residents, as well as a handful of their employees that have been running nothing but propaganda statements for them. The message has been very clear that Boardman residents and our area's employees' lives simply don't matter. For a group of individuals that is supposed to support health in our county, they have spent more time fighting additional health services, trashing our residents, trashing our community, at local meetings and social media, and trashing the many people who have helped develop our town and county. If you are truly about better health, then allowing the Boardman Rural Fire District to run its ambulance service only makes sense because it provides more service, not less. The racial disparity alone should raise enough eyebrows in our city about who actually cares about our health and who simply wants to keep the status quo. Simply put, our large Hispanic population is being purposely underserved. I commend Boardman Rural Fire District for having the foresight and not leaving us all behind. These statements will not go over so well with the select few, but it's high time the good people of Boardman, those who've spent decades doing many things right for our town, stand up to the bullies and charlatans who have only provided a message of division and hate. For the last 4 years, I've had to listen in public and read on social media the constant hate from about Boardman from individuals who have had their own negative personal agenda. I thank you for allowing me the 3 minutes to stand up for my town and community to bring some common sense back to this conversation. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to ask people, could you hear him okay? Or no?
I'd say yes.
Well, I just want to make sure. Just speak into the mic. I think that's part of the reason is when you come up to testify, please speak directly into the mic. And then we'll see how that works. Okay, next up is David Lansford.
Commissioner, I need to speak after Emily Roberts speaks, so if I could move down the list till after her, please.
Okay. Next up will be Del Turner.
First, I'd like to thank you, Commissioners, for the opportunity to make this statement today on behalf of the Boardman Fire Rescue District. My name is Del Turner. I've lived in, been a Morrill County resident for over 15 years, 58 years living in Heppner and Boardman. I've been a first responder in the Boardman area for 30 years to include law enforcement, fire, and EMS. For nearly 14 of these years, I served the Boardman area working for the Morrill County Health District as a 911 paramedic, also a training officer for a good portion of my employment. First, I want to make it perfectly clear, I have no intent of blaming anything on the EMTs and paramedics currently working or previously employed at the Morrill County Health District. I have nothing but the highest respect for them. When this EMS dispute started, I was employed with the Morrill County Health District. I have to say at first, I did not like what Chief Hughes was doing. But I knew deep down what he was trying to accomplish was needed. It did take me a few months to see that his intentions were good. As the dispute went on, I started questioning the directives of my administrator and EMS director. Some of these directives that were sent through even text messages. When I was providing care in back of an ambulance stating that I was never to pay for Boardman Fire Rescue District for assistance. That may not seem much to you, but I am the one at that time that's in charge of that patient's care and esteem, and I'm responsible for all outcomes, good or bad. That directive could jeopardize my patient's care and safety, not to mention any first responders on the scene. Basically, my administrators and EMS director were limiting the resources that could be available to provide prompt and efficient care. I'm sorry, an administrator or EMS director are sitting behind a desk 40 miles away from the scene, telling me how to care for my patient and manage my scene is not assuring the best possible outcomes. It is simply wrong. When it comes to me advocating for my patients and crew, only my medical director and the Oregon Health Authority will guide me on these scenes. Later on, a few months after I left, a few DeMoro County Health District current employees informed me that the Boardman Fire Rescue District EMTs and paramedics were restricted from entering their ambulances to help render care to any patient. On one call out for service, we, the Boardman Fire Rescue District and the DeMoro County Health District, were paged out to a pediatric patient. The patient was presented to me with being seriously ill. I offered help, but was denied access. When the Irrigan ambulance was paged from Irrigan to provide advanced life support, we waited nearly 15 minutes for the ambulance to arrive while the Boardman ambulance waited in the parking lot.
Okay, Bill, that's the end of 3 minutes. You're going to wrap it up.
All right, so basically, shortly after I did, the Moore County Health District, I was removed from the ASA Advisory Committee that I served on for several years. It was apparent they did not want a different opinion on the committee. I took a closer look at the committee, and I realized the majority of these advisory committee members are either an occasional part-time employee or full-time employee of the Moro County Health District. That is correct. Moro County Health District signs the paychecks of these majority of the committee. And I'll end it right there.
Okay.
But, you know, I know what happened to me. What would happen if an employee had a dissenting view on that committee? So think about it.
Thank you.
Also, if there is anything written that you're reading that you want to introduce, we accept written documents too. So if there's something that you felt was 3 minutes was cut short, but you had it written out, we ask that you are free to submit a copy here or email it to us later.
Right. The place to submit the written is in the back, right? In the tub?
In the back of the tub, yep.
Yeah.
We also have
email. Okay. So, and we appreciate all your comments. We just want to, if you just remember the 3 minute rule, we're trying to get through everybody, and we do have another hearing tonight at 6 in Irrigan. So, I want everybody to have their turn, but we got to remember the time limit there. Okay, next up would be Jim Landrum. Landrum. Okay.
My name is Jim Landers. I live in Boardman.
We can raise it, move it. Yeah, move it up the top.
Maybe if we just take a minute to
adjust.
That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next up is Richard Hernandez.
Big thing is, you know, I understand that Fort McGuire wants to come in and run EMS. How much more is that going to add to my taxes? Have they presented that? Because I'd like to know how much taxes are going to go up for my family. I assume any true business owner would show up to a bank and say, hey, I'm going to start this business. They want to see a plan of viability. So as of yet, I haven't seen anything. But if we could get that out there as soon as possible so I can start budgeting just in case something happens. So that's it.
Thank you. Okay, next up is Felipe.
Here we go. How many minutes is it?
Three.
Okay, let me know when it starts. Let me get my paper ready.
There'll be a little beeper go off there, okay?
Ready? All right, we're on. So my name's Felipe. I'm a registered paramedic. I've been in medical emergency service since 1995. I came in last July, and I was offered a job off with Boardman Fire Department and Amarillo County at the same time. So some of you guys are for Boardman, some of you guys for the ambulance service. I'm in the middle, so don't. And I just tell you, I want to tell you guys, make your decisions based on data, not who's presenting it. I do want the best. I took a pay cut to come here. I'm still working for a good job of medical center as a nurse. I have over 31 years, since 1995, I've been in emergency services. I thought about it. Why should I be a warden or a Warren County ambulance? And it was pretty easy to realize the outcome. I was presented with a job offer, and the people that signed this was Matt Hughes, or the people that wrote this, I see the name of Mike Hughes, Susan Gray, Marty, Rob, yeah. Anyways, I had original contract was to get me in. I'm a nurse. They want to do all this stuff, give me blood, ICU care. I was Hispanic. I want to reach out to the community. What better more? A bachelor's degree. I'm patient-centered care. But anyways, I was given a different contract versus my other coworkers. So I kind of said, why? I have more experience than most of these guys that are hired on with me. And why am I getting short in the stick? Is it because I'm brown? I felt discriminated against from my views.
Wow.
And I brought that up. And then they changed it. And I'll present both of these. You guys can have copies out there. Anybody? And is there a reason why there's... Is that acceptable back there?
Yeah, let's not have comments from the audience, please.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Anyways, I feel like I chose the right spot. I feel like I was discriminated. We weren't presenting the best service. I hear about how Morrow County has been presenting the best care the last July. I don't know what Boardman ambulance some of these people are talking about, but I've been there. I've been in Boardman half the year last year, and I've presented the best care. If anybody out there remembers me, Felipe, the guy looks like a bouncer, but come out and speak up, because these guys are, I don't know who's doing what, but I want the audience to get the right data, and don't go by who's presenting it. I mean, you just heard this guy that was disrespectful. You expect someone that's older to have a professional attitude. And the guy that hired me, he had more ethical values instead of trying to cheat me on a wage and benefits. I felt like I was, and that's where I feel like I wasn't treated fairly. And then lastly, I have kids. They live near me. And if our EMS is disrupted, I want to help anybody accountable that puts my life in jeopardy if we lose that. That's court finding. I have kids.
You want to wrap it
medical
up?
Medical emergencies, period.
Wrap it up, please.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm sorry. I've been doing this for a year, and I've seen the drama. There's a lot of bias, and I will tell type up a letter, to present the package. I came at the last minute, but if I don't do something, I'm part of the problem. I'm like the canary in the coal mine. I'm telling you guys that there's an issue going on. And please, everybody out there, Facebook, all you guys, please use your neutral mind. Don't go with the bandwagon.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ross, for your testimony. Okay. Appreciate it.
And all this stuff is available.
Yeah, put that in a container in the back. Okay. Next up, Mike Hughes.
Good afternoon. My name is Mike Hughes. I represent the Boardman Fire Rescue District. Boardman Fire Rescue District is dedicated to improving and providing the best possible medical emergency services and fire services possible for our district, county, region, and state. Boardman Fire Rescue District is the only full-time 24/7 fire department in Morrow County. Our EMS ambulance program mission will be to provide the best possible treatment, care, and transportation for our patients. Boardman Fire and Rescue District tried in vain to work with Morrow County Health District, but that's water under the bridge. But after nearly 2.5 years, the animosity is so deep-seated that I believe patient care is not being affected, and this is unacceptable. The fact that we have to fight to add additional ambulances to our emergency services is unbelievable. Patient care, treatment, transportation has to be the priority, not money. The county commissioners are doing their job and addressing the ASA. Fire-based ambulance service delivery service is the largest ambulance provider in the United States. 92% of the largest U.S. cities in the U.S. use fire-based EMS delivery systems. Currently, our taxpayers are paying for an EMS provider and a fire provider. In a fire-based EMS system, one person is trained to do both roles. The system provides more EMS providers on a daily basis, as well as more firefighters when the need arises, while reducing costs simply because the providers are dual role. There are also other benefits to the taxpayers for having a dual role fire-based EMS system as well. The question has been asked, if Morton Fire provides ambulance service, what's going to happen when there's a medical call and a fire call simultaneously? Although this is rare in Morrow County, exactly what happens today will happen tomorrow. The fully staffed ambulance will go on a medical call, and the fully staffed fire engine will go on fire. Contrary to what's being said, I've been in the pre-hospital emergency care system for a very long time, and I've managed emergency resources just in a much larger scale in Morrow County. Since federal funding seems to be the core issue, I'd like to briefly touch on the fact that Boardman Fire is in Good Shepherd's critical access area. And since we are based in Good Shepherd's critical access area and more than 35 miles the driving distance from Pirate Pioneer Memorial, Boardman had no effect on the health district's funding. Nearly every transport agency in the United States is eligible for this cost reimbursement federal funding. This federal funding that HU is referring to, Morrow County Health District, the only difference is the reimbursement rate. A Morrow County Health District gets a 100% reimbursement rate, where we would be eligible for an 80% reimbursement rate. As a side note, federal and state laws prohibit the reimbursement program to be used to subsidize ambulance service. Boardman Fire Rescue District is looking forward to being an active member in creating a modern, up-to-date, and legal ASA plan, as well as improved patient care. At the end of the day, patient care is all that matters. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next is Cheryl Tolman.
Good afternoon. My name is Cheryl. I live in Boardman. I've lived in Boardman for 45 years. When we first came here, there was a north-south division of Morrow County. Through the years, that has been, we've been trying to heal that. And I think by having an ambulance in the fire department up here, It's just going to create another chasm between North and South County. We established a medical history to take care of home health, physical therapy, ambulance, and we've worked as a county in Irrigan, Boardman, Ione, Lexington, and Hefner. And I think we should continue with the Moore County Ambulance. It's just going to cost us more money to have this fabulous fire stuff, and I would like it to continue with just our Moore County Health District Ambulance. Thank you.
Thank you. Lisa Pratt.
Thank you. Hi, I am Lisa Pratt. I have lived in the Boardman area for almost 23 years. I am on the board for the Boardman Fire District, but today I am here as a Moore County resident. We keep hearing there is no need and the word collaboration being used by the health district. I would like to address some of the concerns of the need from the community of Boardman. Here are just a few. Last week, there was a wreck on I-84, and Moore County Health District transported a total of 5 patients, splitting the patients between 2 ambulances. Refusing to let the paramedic from the fire district on the ambulance for assistance. Meanwhile, the health district's employees are telling the public that they have enough staff to staff the second ambulances for both locations, 24/7. Where were those additional ambulances? In November, there was a horrible weather conditions in the north end of the county, which resulted in multiple car accidents with multiple patients needing medical aid, forcing the patients to wait for an hour for an available ambulance. Also in November, a patient waited for an ambulance to be dispatched from Dillon County. Daily, the Irrigan ambulance parks halfway between Irrigan and Boardman when the ambulance is busy and the ambulance in Boardman is busy. I find it ironic. The health district keeps saying there is no need for the health fire district to obtain a license or to be added to the ASA, but they keep increasing or changing their EMS services in Boardman in attempts to keep the fire district out. Here are some examples of the health district trying to collaborate with the fire district, filing countless complaints against the fire district with multiple state agencies. As of today, the complaints have all been unfounded. Making an allegation to the Oregon Health Authority that the fire district does not have a supervising physician, once again, found to be untrue. Not letting the fire district paramedic own the health district ambulance, making the fire district paramedic stand outside of the ambulance, just to have the Irrigan ambulance dispatched to assist, making the patient wait an additional 15 minutes. Finally, a complaint with Morrow County Sheriff's Office to stop dispatching fire district EMS calls within their fire district. The health district also wrote a letter on October 7, 2022 to the Board of Commissioners, stating that the health district was stepping back from the mediation process, and then to write a letter to the Morrow County residents 53 days later on November 29, 2022, stating that the health district recently became aware that the mediations have been stalled. They stalled them. These are also just a few examples of what is truly going on. The health district will stop at nothing in attempts to stop Boardman Fire District, and they have clearly displayed that. Moore County residents deserve better. They deserve to have this process done correctly, and we all deserve to have the strongest ASA plan in place. Patient care should be and always be the top priority in Moore County. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Nicole Mahoney.
I'll defer to Zola West.
You want to just not testify?
Yeah, okay. not at this time.
Okay. Next up is Scott.
Ezel,
sorry.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. My name is Scott Ezel. I represent Irrigan Fire Rural Protection District. I was asked to read some letters. I have one from Irrigan Fire. It's a fairly simple statement. Irrigan Rural Fire Protection District is here to serve the residents of Irrigan, and at this time we believe the current ambulance service area configuration with Morrow County Health District is best suited for our community. Respectfully, the Irrigan Fire Protection Board members. I was also asked to read this from Hepner. This letter is being written on behalf of the City of Hepner Volunteer Fire Department, as well as the Hepner Rural Fire District. In light of a recent press release from the Boardman Fire District's Chief, Mike Hughes, we find it urgent to express a couple of things. First and foremost, as an all-volunteer fire department, we cannot and will not take on the responsibility of ambulance service in South Morrow County. We do not have the funding or personnel available to do this. We have a very successful working relationship with Morrow County Health District and their employees. Our administration, as an all-volunteer department, requires a considerable amount of time to operate. If we were to absorb an ambulance service, it would require us to acquire full-time staffing for multiple employees, as well as many hours of training and certifications on top of what we already do. The burden on taxpayers, as well as our volunteers, is not something that our department is willing to take on. We believe that the best solution moving forward as a county is to continue to operate the way we have for the past 30 plus years without incident. I wanted to mention some other things. You guys spoke that part of the reason we're here in this situation is because we didn't follow the rules back in 21 to get the ASA approved. So we're operating under the 98 rules currently. That's part of the problem with this current issue, is people not following the rules. I personally have told Mike Hughes that there's a process to getting added to the ASA. I brought with me the application. If you guys would like that, I would gladly submit it. There is Oregon statutes that you can, I have them printed out. You're welcome to read them. It is very clear. There's no chicken in the egg. That's the comments stated in last month's meetings. Minutes. This is a very clear process. People are complaining that Morrow County Ambulance is preventing other medics from getting on the ambulance. That's a liability issue. You can't have just anybody come get on your ambulance and start doing patient care. Morrow County Health District has an obligation to control that scene and control what's going on in the back of the ambulance. You've got other medics that are not part of the health district trying to go in and perform patient care. That's some serious liability. You should be thanking them for doing that. They're protecting the patients. I've been a volunteer in this area since 2008. I am an EMT. I got my first certification as a firefighter in Boardman. I have worked with a lot of these people. And I appreciate them. I respect them. This shouldn't happen.
Thank you. Next, Don Russell.
For the record, my name is Don Russell, and I live up at 69247 West Coonsey Lane, just outside Pacific Limits of Washington, about a mile west of the city limits. I believe all the commissioners know where I live and have been in my house at one time or another. So, during the pandemic, the health district decided to have their employees work from home rather than the ambulance station. At that time, both the health district and fire district were responding to emergency services call in a much more cooperative format then. But because the fire district employees worked from the fire hall, they were meeting the ambulance on scene by the amount of time it took the responders from the ambulance district to get from their house to the ambulance hall and back. We can do better than that, and we were doing better than that. Then about 2.5 years ago, Portland General Electric donated a licensed ambulance that was surplus equipment for them when they closed down the Boardman coal fire plant back to the Boardman Fire District. They donated other equipment, some SCBA, air charge machine, recharge machine, and some other equipment that's pretty valuable to the Boardman Fire District. But that ambulance sits there. And we can do better. We have an ambulance. We have it fully staffed, well-qualified fire hall. And when the Boardman Ambulance Health District ambulance is busy, we call Gillum County for backup, and an ambulance comes out of Arlington. It's 26 miles by freeway from Arlington to Boardman. We can do better than that. That's almost criminal that we have an ambulance and a staff sitting there, but we have to call for an ambulance. 2.5 years, the health district has been doing everything they can to stop Boardman Fire from licensing a free ambulance and putting it into service for the benefit of the region. Lisa Pratt mentioned the winter event we had back in November, December. You know, it didn't last very long, but it was really slippery for a couple hours, and we had multiple accidents on the freeway. Gillum County, Morrill County, and Umatilla County, the resources were overwhelmed. Except for Boardman Fire, they had 2 ambulances sitting there that could have been put into service. But because of the resistance from the health district, they are not. And people had to wait more than an hour for ambulance to show up. We can't and shouldn't do better than that. It's customer service. I don't care who's got the biggest hammer. I want to know that when I call 911, somebody's going to show up and hopefully get there before the Grim Reaper and save my life or my loved one's life. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next up, Stuart Dick.
My name is Stuart Dick. Live in Arrington, Oregon. I've lived there for 12 years, most of my life in Morrill County. I come here in protest. I believe this meeting is illegal. I believe it's a kangaroo court. It's going to do nothing but cause more division in our community. We already have enough division. I believe there's conflict of interest, and that's why you're doing it. Board, your plans, commissioner's plans, to rewrite the latest 5-year ASA plan is not in compliance with local or state law. You have no authority to circumvent Oregon statutes or the 1995 intergovernment agreement between Morrill County and Morrill County Health District. It's been a tremendous, a lot of work has gone into this for 28 years. My father was one of those people that worked on this. You want to rewrite it? You hired yourself a fancy lawyer to say it's illegal. This will end up nothing but a lawsuit because you've already made up your mind. It will be a lawsuit. We'll have to pay for more lawyers. The Boardman Fire Rescue District has not even submitted a proposal or financial operational plan to operate a Morrill County-wide ambulance service. Never have even admitted one. Chief Hughes suggested May 1, 2023, you have volunteer fire departments take over county ambulance service. No fire district in Morrill County has endorsed this plan. You just heard about Heppner and Arrington. It's a ridiculous plan. It's going to cost millions of dollars. No document of need has been presented by the Boardman Fire Rescue District required for an ASA ambulance license. It has not been provided to you. Astoundingly, you have voted to approve a letter of support to the Boardman Fire Rescue District against your own legal counsel. Boardman Fire Rescue District has consistently refused to operate in compliance with Oregon administrative rules. You have 335 violations, $169,000 fine. You come here and you give all these antecedents of how poorly you've been treated. There's no evidence. No evidence whatsoever. It's going to cost Morrill County, it costs Morrill County Health District over $500,000 to fully fund these ambulances in Arrington, Boardman, and Heppner. You'll lose that. To say that you can get this cost enhanced funding, that's untrue. There's no evidence of that whatsoever. That's a falsehood. I object to Jeff Winehouse refusing to recuse himself from his agenda to end Morrill County Health. Morrill County Health Wide Ambulance System, quote, Boardman Fire Rescue District has publicly declared their plan to contract Good Shepherd for non-emergency transfers. Quote, Good Shepherd has also publicly shared their intent to expand services to Boardman in direct competition to Morrill County Health District. Commissioner Whitehouse serves on the Board of Commissioners for Good Shepherd. His sphere of influence and his conflict of interest is not for Morrill County.
Thank you. Okay, next, Emily Roberts.
Good know that a lot of people here speaking. I feel I need to mention that there is an OAR on the books that applies to all EMTs and paramedics in this room that actually says you cannot discuss anything that happened on a patient scene. It's more stringent than HIPAA. And so when we're standing up here and we're talking about patients, anything about patients, that is a violation of the OARs. And I'm sure that somebody who's faster with their fingers could find that OAR and cite it than I am. But I need to point that out of respect for our county residents. This letter is from the Oregon Hospital Association. The Oregon Hospital Association is a mission-driven, nonprofit association representing Oregon's 62 community hospitals. Together, hospitals are the sixth largest private employer statewide, employing more than 70,000 employees. Committed to fostering a stronger, safer Oregon with equitable access to